really severely was that I would have to die before we were vindicated. That you'd have to carry the burden. That you'd have to carry the burden of being portrayed as a bunch of hoodlums. So you can't know what that means to me tonight. That we cracked into these murderous sons of bitches. And they've got him under safekeeping. They're putting him in safekeeping. They feel it's that important. Because he apparently has touched on a lot of toes in a lot of places. Because they're keeping him under personal observation. So, if that is revealed, it's revealed what was really behind it. That's all I ever wanted. I was so sick and tired of those liars. Going back when we were trying to straighten our children out by spanking them, talking about chicken guts for cancer, when all these people here, many of them been healed by cancer, every damn lie they put every other second something across. It'd be interesting how the worm turns now.
All the weary workers of the earth shall rest.
Beautiful. Kiss your neighbor again. You can't give enough love. I haven't thought of that song for so long in years. The meaning of those words, they're beautiful. It's one thing to hear Marston's sweet voice, another to hear the words.
Christine Lucianus, come to the back, please.
I was wondering, was a song that used to, because a lot of burdens gone off of our back, a lot of them. Now we can get on. We can get on because this is the first break. They've always had every upper hand. And now we've got the chief renegade, the detective that got a license illegally, had powerful connections, and we are going to be, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be waiting till 12 to hear what he has to say. We traveled down a lonely road, and no one seemed to care. The burden on our weary backs had bowed us to despair. You don't know the melody, don't you?
All folks were treating me.
Get the melody, it's beautiful.
And then I heard him say, so tenderly,
our feet were so weary upon the freedom road. The cross became so heavy, we almost fell beneath the road. Beware, faithful, for the morning I have seen. Just lift your cross and follow. Close to your socialist God. Sweet song. Sometimes that's all we felt we had on our backs these last weeks. Nothing but crosses. Every time we try to build up something, somebody come along and try to hurt us. We're grateful that a man walked in, a liberal, like Don Freed, and saw the beauty that some, even in this rank, don't see. That's right. As he went to a hell of a lot of trouble, Mark Lane was trying one of the biggest cases, the investigation into the death of Martin Luther King, and he flew all the way out from Washington, no charge to us, and participated in it just based on what Don Freed had told him. The man usually gets $1,000 an hour plus transportation. Mark Lane, who wrote Rush to Judgment. Some of those books ought to take meaning to you now. And Zorro. Remember the FBI man when he said, they got Zorro, and jumped up and down like a fool, meaning Martin Luther King. Those books are here. They should have more meaning to you now, because that's how much effort was put out on our behalf. Freed dropped I don't know how many lectures. And Mark Lane left Washington just to come up to help set up this thing that we discussed that would work. I felt it would work, and it did. And follow close. That's my voice like it used to be. I was like, he can sing it. He can sing it. Sing it, sing it. I love that song. I travel down a lonely road, and no one seemed to care. The burdens on our weary back had bowed us to despair. I oft complain to Father how folks were treating me. And then I heard him say so tenderly, my feet became so weary upon the Memphis road. The cross became so heavy that I know
Pilgrims,
the morning I can see. Just take up
your cross
and follow close to thee.
Use that good voice, Dale, and sing that verse again. My feet were also weary on the Memphis road, and identify with all the people who have gone down, shot down, killed, and know the truth never did come out. Usually we had to wait for the death of a leader for the truth to come out. And here we had someone penetrate the shield before the death of the leader. And believe me, though some of you worry about me dying, I'm a long way from dead.
My feet were so weary upon the Memphis road. The cross became so heavy that I lay beneath the load. So be faithful, faithless pilgrim, the morning we can see. Just take up your cross and follow close to thee.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
Oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
So strong, real to me, so real to me. Real, she's so real to me. Oh, yes, it gives us victory. So many people doubt me. I can't live without this reason. That is why I love the show. It's so real to me. Socialism's real, it's real. Socialism's real to me. Said, oh, yes, gives me victory.
So many people doubt it.
I can't live without it.
That is why I love it so. Socialism real to me. Socialism real. It's real. Socialism real to me. So no, yes. This means victory. Every voice now. We can't live without him. That is why I love him. That is why I love it so. So everybody stand together now. Socialism's real. Yeah. Yeah. It's so real to me. Oh, yes. This has victory. Now socialism people doubt it. That is live without it. That is why I love it so. Socialism real to me. Socialism real. It's real. Socialism is real to me. So do yes. Gives me victory. So many people doubt it. I can't live without it. That is why I love it so. Socialism is real to me. Let me see it, Bob.
I saw a tender thing down on the front, and I felt this horrible weight lifting a little bit from you. And I saw Georgianne Brady crying, and that touched me that some of our children are not without feeling. A lot of you haven't ever embraced things enough to cry, nor embraced enough to care. It has been a long, long, nice journey. I said it's been a long, long, nice journey.
Without him I would fail. I said that without him I would be worthless, like a ship without a sail. Oh, without God,
socialism,
I would be nothing. Without him, I would fail. Like a ship without a sail. Yes, without socialism, I would be nothing. Without socialism, I would fail. Socialism, I would be worthless, just like a ship without a sail.
Thank goodness. Let me see it. Let us begin the agenda. We're doing such a good job with Russian. Okay. What is so particularly thrilling to me that this can mean a difference by breaking this conspiracy. Next week, you see, Mac and others were to go on to see the district attorney pending criminal charges. If this man gives us any kind of links, and he obviously hasn't, we know that he had links with everyone from his phone bills. We know that he talked to Wackenhut. It's a CIA front. We knew his phone. We knew from his phone numbers. He was also talking to somebody where I did a brave thing once. He had all the contacts in the world. And he's the one that walked in to arrange for the payment of the hiring 2 years ago in November, 5 days after Senator Stennis, after we raised five or nine, I can't remember. We raised that issue, you remember, and said, we have proof that you sent two Air Force men here. And obviously they were not sent there to spy. They were sent there to kill. I don't ever believe anything else. You don't spy on people outside of a church. You don't have to do it because we've taken out too many phone taps ourselves. And I guess they're getting nervous because Dr. Goodlett said he thought something was strange, and he checked just 2 days after he got back from here. His phone was tapped. So this is big shit. By the way, I wanted to assure them. David, we give the man safety in the meantime because he may need all the safety he can get. And I know some of our people, they don't know what an assassination is. They don't know how to deal with this kind of thing. Because until he speaks, he says it'd be every reason in the next 2 hours to have him killed. I mean, they'll try to kill him if they knew what he was up to. This is amazing. This is amazing. But I don't want any of our people to screw it up. Because he needs to be protected. Plus, he needs to be told he'll be given a sanctuary here. Will you tell him that until it comes through the book and the movies? I see you, Ron. Will you tell him? Ron, Tyler, will you tell him? He's got to see that we care and we've got to dodge his planes. If he tells what he's supposed to tell, it'll take a lot of planning to get him out of there before they murder him. A mean bunch of people. You don't know the half. You don't know the half. My. 1 hour and 43 minutes. This is going to be the most important 1 hour and 43 minutes we ever had. They're lining up everybody. Mark Lane, Don Freed. A lot of leading people are stepping out in the press conference. If they can get Goodlett back in time, he'll be there. He was out on a speaking engagement, but Charles Gary is calling him and see if he can't drop everything and get back in time. But believe me, if Mazur has said anything, he sung like they said on the radio. They said he has sung. He has sold out. Sold out. To us, that is, not to them. He sold them out. So that means a great deal. And I don't believe, I know he appealed to lust because this book on me, we made a big to-do about how much money that'd make and the movie. And that was justified. That's when the end justifies the means. But there may just be a movie and just maybe a book, and certainly giving him protection is nobody could be more fair because he did a lot of shit to us. But we're not interested in being vindictive to the person that tells us. We want to get all out of him we can. If they sell a book, we'll gladly share some of the proceeds because he'll be a wanted man. Once you tell on the conspiracy, if you go along with them, they'll kill you. If you go along with them when they don't need you anymore. Like Mike Cartmell had Sue calling, said somebody's calling him with a contract on his life. And I thought, you simple-minded people, don't you realize that the only reason that there's a contract on his life, that you're no longer useful to the conspiracy, so they decided to bump you off and try to blame it on us? Well, nothing like that going to happen. At least nothing like that going to happen before we here in an hour and 42 minutes
what's taking place. What is the, where's the agenda? Any problem with livestock and piggery?
And we also sold one yesterday.
Oh, fine.
One little boar.
How much did we get out of it?
$3,750.
Just a little baby one.
Yeah.
$3,750.
Yeah. He's also gonna come back and get a sow at the from another litter that we'll have at the end of the month. Since our last report, we only had the family notified that we only had three bulls, and since then we have had one heifer and one more bull added to the livestock area. So now we have 21 head of cattle. And we are now building a new holding pen for all the pigs at the lower piggery building number 2 to make room for our new piglets that are about, that is about 2 acres for the new little piglets to go down to the lower piggery. And all of the little all the little piglets have been tattooed for marking, and the ones that have to be castrated are castrated. We also have about 14 hogs ready for slaughtering in a 200-pound range.
Okay. Next on the agenda, Chris Talley. Christine, are you here? Would you please come up with an up-to-date report on small animals? Next after Christine will be John Harris or Fanny Ford, so would you please come up and be ready after Christine?
Okay, basically all the animals we have are doing okay. I can account for 41 cats and kittens around here. We have 19 under the dorm, and we have 11 new kittens. And we have another cat that's expecting. Yeah, we have 2 new dogs. Okay. Also, we changed some of the feed around, and we've added a lot more green things, and there's an improved health in all the animals. And the rabbits have been moved to the chicory, and we did blood tests on them yesterday, and when we get the results back, we can start breeding.
Can some of the cats be taken to the piggery, some of the kittens?
I've taken some down there, and most of the kittens right now are younger cats. When they get bigger, I'll send them down.
Thank you.
Okay, next will be John Harris with the Herbal Kitchen, and while he's making his report, would Mike Touche make his way up? He'll be next.
Second. The Herbal Kitchen is still, we're still quite active at gathering many, many herbs that are growing all around. We've got a number of herbs that we haven't even cataloged yet. And we're steadily trying to do this. In fact, Ernestine went out today and brought back some new ones. And the big thing is that we're trying to gather some herbs that we can use for medicine as well as food. Some of the ones we already have, we're growing in our herbal gardens, and we hope eventually in the near future to have what is known as kind of like a bush lettuce. We don't know any other name for it, but it tastes like lettuce and it resembles lettuce. But at any rate, we're trying, and with a little help, we're going to have quite a bit of food in one form or another.
Is there any way you can make some experiments with this tea so we can try and stop the bedwetters? Because I see there's quite a few bedwetters here.
Yes, we do. We have several teas that can be utilized for bedwetting. And it has to be prescribed through the medical office. Otherwise, we've had some for several times, you know, for a long time. A number of people have tried them, and they do work. One of them is chicken livers, the inside of the chicken livers, and it works very well. And we have some other herbs that can also be utilized. So if you can get a prescription from your medical office, from the nurse's office, we'd be more than happy to treat you. Yes, they have to be they have to be referred through the medical office.
John, could you just name a few of the herbs that we've already had success with, just like, you know, a couple of three for persons that are new?
Sure. One of the herbs that we've had, and we're quite proud of it, is the cow's foot. And you've probably all heard about the cow's foot since we extracted the oil from that. That's a toilet paper, incidentally. The ones that we had, we went through there and we gathered some couple thousand of the sheets there that we're going to use in the bathrooms, and some of you might have used it and some of you didn't. But this same leaf has properties that we're still not quite sure about what they are, but until we do some further lab studies. But we do know that it will heal. Well, I don't know about healing, but it'll make the swelling go down in a hot leg, as well as any other swelling and pain. This is the same one that Carlton Goodlett, we gave Carlton Goodlett, and he put it on his foot, and he said he hadn't had any relief in 3 or 4 years, and it went down. So it's a miracle drug, and we still don't know too much about it, but we do know some of the things that it does. We're hoping that maybe it will also aid the pain and give some relief to people with arthritis, as well as some of the other diseases similar to that, joint pains and so on. Yes, you may. Okay, the other thing new that you've all been trying, and I think you probably use it every night, some of you, is the Irish vine that we've got several. We've got an extraction and alcohol, and then we have another an ointment that we've got. We put a lotion and so on. You use it for your athletic feet. How many of you are in here who use the Irish vine? Yeah. Well, as Anita said, some people didn't know that they were using it. But we've been growing that for some time here, right out here in the old garden, and now we've transplanted it down into our new acreage, and we're growing it there. In the meantime, originally it was brought from the bush. As I said before, we go out to the bush several times a week and bring various things, and then we, you know, do a little research and find out certain properties that they have, and then we experiment. Sometimes I get a little wild, and I tried when I shouldn't, but anyway, I'm still here. Because the reason why I'm saying that is because some of these herbs, I do not recommend. Thank you, Anita. I do not recommend it for anyone else because we don't know which ones are poisonous and which ones are poisonous to the touch as well as to ingestion. So I do not recommend you to go out there and try it and start healing and trying to heal yourselves and treat yourselves. By all means, go to the medical office. This is the only safe way of doing it. In fact, before we even try the treatments and the drugs on you, we have tried them for a long period of time. Any other questions?
Okay, thank you. Okay, next will be Mike Touche talking about land clearing plans and the road work. And with Tina Turner, would you please make your way to the front?
Okay, right now what we're doing is that we're mounting up a bunch of clay for the clay brick factory so that they'll have a stockpile of clay. And on the roads, what we're going to be doing is that we're going to be cutting some wood up and putting them in the bad places along the road, so hopefully that'll stop some damage being done to the tractors.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Tina Turner's next with Cassava and Fields. And Joyce McIntyre, would you please come up?
Okay, right now we're straightening the mill up so we can start producing cereal and some crackers and things up there, and we'll start that next week, and then we'll start gathering the cassava up out of the field.
Okay, thank you. Joyce is next with Peanuts and with Ernestine Blair. Would you please make your way up to the front?
We're not having any problems. We just planted 25 370-foot rows of peanuts. We just planted 25 375-foot rows.
Report from insecticide control. All tanks and chemicals will be centralized in one place. The chemicals control in the chemical control building. When there is a need for insecticide or the use of the spray tanks, they will in turn will turn in a request explaining what and why the sprayer is needed. Russell Molden or Becky, you will notify them at the agricultural office at least one day before the protective need. All sprayers, agricultural and sanitation, will be done from the spraying pool rather than from different departments having their own sprayers. Through the process that are followed for normal spray requests will be used unless there is an emergency situation.
Excuse me. Tell them whatever they do, don't call any of the people who want to be in that press conference on that. You don't lean against people for some time. And we're sure going to have to use our heads back there. I hope they do it. They have every reason in the world to bump him off. It's an hour and 28 minutes before the press conference. Go ahead.
These are the procedures. Number one, each day before the end of the day, the supervisor of insecticide control will post on the agricultural calendar what will be sprayed the next day. Any changes in schedule will immediately be noted on the calendar. Also, we'll give to the secretary in the agricultural office what was scheduled for that day. Whenever or not it was sprayed. If not, it will be scheduled for the next day. Also will be posted on notice of incomplete of spraying request form for furnishing act for further action. The following people are now listed as sprayers: Carl Newell, Kenny Willite, Eric Baker, Joe Johnson, Ruthie Quinn, Ruletta Paul, Eugene Smith. Thank you. Any questions?
Okay, next is the farm report. I just want to make a brief comment on agronomy. Our agronomist, Russell Molden, has been studying, and he's come up with a herbicide that will help in the weeds that are in the various fields. And it's made with GASGAR 50, and that's supposed to stop the weeds from growing. So this ought to cut down a lot of weeding from the different crews. Okay, also we want to invite all members of Jonestown to come to the analyst meeting. The very next analyst meeting we have, we'll be going over the farm plan and readjusting it. So if you have input about what you would like to help us plan or input about how the farm or any kind of input you have, would you please show up? All analysts, supervisors, and any members of Jonestown may attend. Meeting will be Friday, scheduled for Friday evening. The meeting is scheduled, Alan's meeting is scheduled Friday evenings after the socialist classes in the Rice, in the second school pavilion.
I have a question. How would that weedicide affect the plants out there in the field? Is there a certain weedicides that will kill plants as well as wipe out the weeds?
The ones that we do have are for using, some of them are for working with sweet potatoes and some of your garden vegetables. And they're scheduled to be used only on those type of plants that they won't hurt. They have directions with them to show just which ones you can use them on and which ones you can't. The ones in particular that are going to benefit from this are the sweet potato fields and the bean fields in particular. So it will make it possible that crews will, their time, their weeding time will be cut, it should be cut in half from having to, they've been spending a lot of time having to do a lot of weeding, and once we get this going, it'll cut the weeding time in half and say, and give us more time to be doing other things.
Before Kay Nelson went into town, she asked about the possibility of some people putting some extra work in evenings on toys and Christmas sale items, and she didn't have time to get this started before she left, but we should maybe talk about it and see if somebody could get this started.
Dad's better get far away. Where were we at?
This place, you think, and you don't want to be here for some reason. And you need to look at that.
I felt, and I told her that we've been with dad so long and everything. And I felt like the way you...
That's why we're not hearing about another thing, about the flowers. Because Tim Stone was involved in that.
I was so hurt about what my other kids
did.
I felt like if I could,
biggest thing I ever did,
for that I would, you know, have my body to be.
That's why we're not hearing anything from
him. I thought it wouldn't reflect on the cause.
Because he played the role all the way.
And I begged her to,
you know, some of the brilliant things I did do, stop the war machine.
I thought, you know, I didn't know.
Now I see why that's not brother.
Supporting anyone else's thing.
They don't want to admit that their agent would be involved with anything like that.
I'm so sorry about this.
Okay. I don't get, my hurts don't last long, but I don't need this shit because I feel like it's a losing battle. Why in the hell would anybody want to think about going back to the United States when we've got right now proof of the CIA being after us, the man is begging for us to protect him out of the country. Why in the goddamn hell would any of you silly ass people stand up here and I could get, you're not alone, there are others like you. And I bet you know some of them, too. And you ought to drag their asses out of here, because this is poison brain. Right. They're not using their brain. The thing that disturbs me most about the companionship, what in the hell commitment is it that the moment you go wrong in your sex life, you turn against socialism? What kind of fucking relationship? It's no wonder Lenin wouldn't let anybody in the party marry. He wouldn't have it. Only after Lenin, just before Lenin died, I believe, he agreed to the, he said, it's sickening, the family divides people from the greater collective. And my God, I've sure seen so much of this shit, it just worries me to death. I wonder how many are here because of their boyfriend or their girlfriend, or how many people are here because it's a belief in socialism. Yeah. That's what disturbs me so much. What else? Somebody else to talk. I don't feel the best right now. For over 7 years. It's pretty serious. No chance of you being a part of this group without getting it. And that's probably what scares everybody that crosses the border. They're afraid of the CIA, and the CIA will write out straight threaten to kill you if you don't cooperate. Not using their judgment. It's hard to get all information about any. I'm just saying, be sure while they've got him under protective custody, they ask him which ones of the conspirators killed Chris Lewis.
Right.
Goddamn, Tim Stone, I wish you people would... I wish I could depend upon this organization. I wish I could. When I see this shit, you can rationalize all you want to, but this kind of... This is bullshit. It's superficial. It's unreal. It's unreal anybody could live under me, work with me side by side, and have this kind of bullshit in a letter. It's just pure hokum bullshit. Of seeing what almost Attackwood case all over again. He got tired of seeing what they were doing to us. He's already signed the affidavits and everything, but there's been movements to reveal that there would be an attempt on his life. And they've got to get him here before he can dare feel free to speak. He's already signed the affidavits. All is done. You know, we could use it. But if he has found up which studio, our attorneys, Don Freed and Mark Lane, says he'll be dead. He'll never be able to talk anymore. And even though you got an affidavit, it's much better for the living person to speak and be able to talk from a press conference here. I understand where some of your heads are at. Martin Luther King's been murdered. Malcolm X been murdered. Two Hampton boys, Carl and Fred, murdered the same goddamn day in two different parts of the United States. One in Houston, one in Chicago. Go on down how the list is as long as the end of this building.